Tomorrow we will celebrate the 4th of July, the day of our nation's independence. It's a day of great pride, and rightfully so. The United States of America has much to be proud of in its 235-year history. The founders of our nation were revolutionary, not only against tyranny, but also in favor of individuals' rights. I would imagine that the Bill of Rights of our Constitution was viewed by many as downright radical. The idea of separation of religion and government was certainly new for those who traced their roots to the Church of England. Freedom of speech is still unheard of in much of our world today. The idea that all men are created equal took some time to be fully understood. Or wait, maybe we still don't really believe that this is part of our great nation. Since Easter, several significant events have rolled through Alabama. The first, of course, was the tornadoes on April 27th. I'm not sure that the actual number of tornadoes that descended in that 24-hour period will ever be known. Destruction is more widespread than anything we've ever seen here in Alabama. It will take a very long time to rebuild, and the scars from the devastation will be permanent. On May 14th, a more positive event occurred. 40 college students joined the survivors of the original Freedom Rides and came to Anniston to remember and retrace the events of the original rides in an effort to move forward. After so many years of hoping that silence would make a painful history fade away, after so many decades of wanting to just let bygones be bygones, we in Anniston bravely stepped out into the open and acknowledged the sins of our past in order to heal and move forward with dignity rather than denial. The events surrounding the return of the riders and the broadcast of the documentary that accompanied this 50th anniversary of a tragic time in our city and state offered hope for a difference, a hope for a state that no longer treated some of its citizens with disdain and even hatred. The glimmer of hope that rode through Anniston on May 14th was dashed on June 9th, when Governor Bentley signed House Bill 56 into law to take effect beginning September 1st. This bill has set us back 50 years and is entirely inconsistent with the radical gospel of Christ, a gospel that is good news to the poor and the oppressed, that offers salvation to all, and as we heard in our reading from Matthew today, rest to the weary. It's also inconsistent with the radical message of freedom that is so proudly displayed on our Statue of Liberty, the beacon of hope for all of our very own ancestors. The message reads, "Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp," cries she with silent lips. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuge of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." You probably are aware that we have a preschool here at Grace Church, a preschool that is specifically designed for children who otherwise would not have any formal education prior to kindergarten. Preschool Friends is a wonderful and important ministry. Children learn important skills at Preschool Friends. They learn colors and numbers in English and in Spanish. They learn about zoo animals and farm animals and they learn the Pledge of Allegiance. You remember that pledge, don't you? The one we said each morning of every day in elementary school. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our preschool is diverse. One third of the students are black, one third of the students are white, and one third of the students are Hispanic. One of the children in our preschool is Evelyn. Evelyn is not an overtly Hispanic name, but Evelyn is Hispanic. She has long, dark hair and deep, intense, dark eyes. Not long after the first of the year, Evelyn broke her leg. She was skating or skateboarding or engaged in some other very normal American childhood activity, and it just so happened that she didn't plant herself on the ground in a safe way, and her leg bone in formation was broken. Thankfully, all this happened earlier in the year so that Evelyn was able to have her leg set in a perfect hot pink cast. After September, if Evelyn had broken her leg, her family would not even have thought about taking her to a hospital. I don't know if Evelyn is a citizen or if all her papers are in order or if any person in her family is a registered citizen. What I know is that Evelyn is a child of God and as such deserves to be treated with care and respect. With a bill that is to take effect in less than 2 months, children like Evelyn will not be granted medical care or any other care for that matter. They will be questioned, as will their friends and family. They will be held and treated as guilty until they are proven innocent. Who have we become? Jesus said, "Come to me, you that are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and I will give you rest, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Our beacon of hope, the Statue of Liberty, says much the same thing. Come and be free and be equal and have hope that you have never had before. Our Pledge of Allegiance claims the same hope with liberty and justice for all. All. Can you imagine reciting that pledge with the knowledge that it does not apply to you? What would it be like if our elected officials decided that every person of Anglo-Saxon descent was suspicious, might be an undocumented resident, or even a terrorist? What if you could not be assured of medical care or even safe travel? Sounds absurd, doesn't it? It probably is, because we here at Grace are lucky enough to mostly be white and middle class and therefore spared the hatred that is aimed at so many others in this great nation of ours. And for what reason? Why are we so afraid of those who do not look like us? Do we honestly believe that all people are created equal? Do we really mean liberty and justice for all, or just those who look like us? We claim to be followers of Christ, to be Christians. Yet we have a bill about to be a law that is a total affront to the great commandment of love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. If we are followers of Christ, if we are Christians, it is our responsibility to live in love, not in fear. To reach out to those who have no one to support them. We must not be silent or complacent again. We must love. Amen.